are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
For many people, the workplace is where faith is tested the most. From difficult colleagues to ethical dilemmas, it's easy to feel like work and worship belong in separate worlds, and many people separate the two, right? But what if your workplace is exactly where God wants you to shine? Faith is not just for Sabbath, it should be a part of every single workday. So Dr. Motsi joins us once again to talk to us about faith in the workplace in our conversation about finding God's purpose in our careers. My pastor, good morning and welcome once again to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you. We can pray now.
Yes.
Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have allowed us again to go through this discussion. Please lead us and help us understand and give us the power to live according to your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. So, Pastor, please guide us through this. How exactly can we maintain our Christian values in especially like a competitive or high-pressure work environment? How do we maintain those values?
Okay, thank you very much. We are proceeding with the thought that true Christianity is not a separate entity and then secular life another.
Yes.
So I will begin with some text here. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
Mm.
This text is talking of a holistic lifestyle, where someone, no matter where you are, but live to. Then Paul again says to the Romans 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Mm.
There are a lot of conflicts in the workplace because of different differences and practices.
Yeah.
So Paul says a Christian should be conscious that they should guard jealously the aspect of being peaceful with others. Then he also says in Hebrews, what the one I read is Hebrews 12:14. In Corinthians 12:18, if it is possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. This also emphasizes the same. So you will find that in the workplace, one becomes honesty and they practice integrity, and they obey and respect the authority, and they should also be people who can forgive even when others have wronged them.
Mm.
Patient and perseverance, as they say. And there is a practice that many people may be employed. They are at a job, but they don't work. They go to the office or wherever. They just leave their jacket and then they just go some places. They can even go far away or even for 2 days or so. When the rest of the other co-workers will just be saying, he's coming up, he's coming back. But a Christian should not do that. They should be honest and realize that if they do that, they are actually defrauding the company or the organization where they are working, because they are not putting themselves enough for the time that they should be there and engaged. So worship generally is revealed in the lifestyle of a human being, in the lifestyle of a Christian.
Mm.
Yes.
Sure, beautiful. Now, what are some practical ways to incorporate faith into our daily work routines, even if you're working in a secular environment?
Yes, as you are guided by the thoughts that we have already read from the Bible, of course we have different texts in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Practical ways are when you get to a situation, the way you choose your decisions that are controlled by the word of God will actually be exemplary to all people. Wherever one should be honest, they will practice that. You have to decide this or that, the way you dress, the way you eat, the way you talk, whatever you are doing with the others, and even when you are alone, where the supervisor of the organization will see and evaluate your work, Let them see that you are diligent in your labor and you are doing your things without with all diligence and commitment. Yes.
That's a beautiful way, I think, and it's not just a way to incorporate your faith, but it also is a way of ministering to the people that you're working with. So I think that's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
So how do you deal with workplace challenges while keeping your integrity intact? We face many challenges, difficult colleagues, difficult work environments, sometimes toxic. How do we face all of those while still keeping our integrity?
Yes, challenges come like there may be social challenges, there may be supplies even in the workplace, certain things are not there. The way you make requests, you are not a complainer, you are not a person who is arrogant, who is always talking negative about the organization and the leadership. As a Christian, you support in every way possible, and you endure difficult things. And sometimes you are even initiative to suggest certain things that can be worked out. Another challenge in the workplace is that as you, as a Christian, try to be honest and the like, while others are not, people will start hating you and to say things that are not true about you, like they did with the Joseph, they did the same with the Daniel and with the Jesus and with Paul and the other disciples. Those are challenges we meet even in the workplaces.
Yeah.
So by God's help, you choose to always do right and be courageous, whatever the case may be. And where it may be sometimes legal or whatever, be open and talk your issues out with those who are responsible, so that they help with the discussions that are straight and pointing out challenges, so that people can live together peacefully.
Yeah. Can being excellent at your job and doing your absolute best, can that be a form of worship, do you think?
It is true. We go to the example of Joseph. He was excellent in his work to such an extent that even when Potiphar's wife lied against him, he was sent into prison. And in prison, he still exercised and practiced the excellence to the effect that even make him the overseer of the other prisoners. And God followed him until he was able even to interpret dreams in the prison, and he was then called even before his time to come and interpret Pharaoh's dreams. That is the whole issue of excellence, I notice.
Yeah, that's beautiful, and I really love the story of Joseph for God's faithfulness throughout all his ups and downs, and his commitment to excellence and to obedience to what he knew was the law of God. I think that's a beautiful example that you've shared there. How can we build meaningful relationships at work without compromising our beliefs? How do we, because sometimes the temptation is to completely separate ourselves from our colleagues who don't believe the same thing that we believe, and that might not necessarily be helpful in terms of ministry. So how exactly do we build meaningful relationships and still hold on to our principles?
Yes, you don't want to seem to show that you are the person,
right,
and you are saying I am the standard. No,
exactly.
While you practice what you are saying, you remain natural and humble to such an extent that people will see your integrity and your practice. But when you are with others, you show that you are part of them, you are one with them, except when things or practices are violating the principles of God. But otherwise, be natural, stay with others, be human. Don't be like you are the special one, too special to be capable. No. Others. And reserve your comments in a lot of situations, especially when it's supposed to be negative comments. You reserve your comments. Somebody else will talk about it.
Right.
You don't have to be the one who points out every other mistake in the workplace. No.
Interesting. All right.
So such helpful, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for yet another interesting conversation about how to conduct ourselves in the workplace and the challenges that we might face. As we're wrapping up, how would you advise someone to handle a situation where standing up for their principles might get them into trouble, or it might stand in the way of their progression in their career? For example, I was giving the example of, you know, maybe the colleagues are getting together for golf on a Saturday when you are going to be at church. And there are so many things that you're missing out on that are happening. Relationships are being built on the Sabbath when you are not there. How do we get around those things? Or when, like you said, holding on to your principles sometimes might make people hate you. You might get yourself a bad report because you're refusing to compromise on principle. What would you advise a person going through that to do? Do you leave that job, or do you just continue? Just keep your head down and keep moving.
Generally, maybe one may not necessarily have to initiate leaving a job, okay. But they have to stand until if the authorities then suggest that you do not participate in such things, now we are saying you should leave, then you still have to stand and say, if it means this, then I have to leave. Many people are afraid of, say, we are losing money, we are losing popularity and whatever, and they compromise and miss the practice that is correct, because they just want popular opinion to support them. So one has to stand. And you notice that many prophets and other God's people coming to Jesus, the disciples, they ended up being killed for being honest and standing on principle.
Sure.
So one has to, sometimes after people have not understood you, you just have to stand on God's side and then let God fight for you. This is what comes with Daniel, Joseph, and Jesus and the disciples. But sometimes God will let you die, like he did with Jesus. Jesus died. Mm. The disciples were persecuted and killed. Mm. And so you just have to stand. As long as you are with God, you know eternal life is yours.
Sure. Powerful. That's powerful. Thank you so much, Pastor. I think we can wrap it up there. And we'll pick this up again tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.
Thank you. Let us have a prayer.
Please.
Our Father in heaven, thankful for leading us throughout this discussion. We continue to solicit your guidance as we proceed throughout this week and every day of our life. May you continue leading and blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Motsi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.